everyone. This is Ian Along, and this is Tagging Along with me, Ian Along. So, right now, as always, I'm on the road. Typical workers nowadays are on the road, whether they are driving or they are riding a bus or any public transportation. They are on the road. They're considered on the road. Even when you're riding a bike, and even when you're walking your way on your way to work. Well, this is so much true. Some folks walk for 2 kilometers, even more than that, just to go to school, just to go to work. Thus, they are on the road. Of course, they're using the same. Of course, because they're using that loop. So much for that. How are you guys? I hope you're okay. Time and again. Let us appreciate yung magkamustahan tayo. Let us appreciate people who ask how are you. Although there are people who says, there are people who say time and again that don't stop with how are you. You need to be specific. How are things? I hope you're doing well. Or how are you? I'll cut to the chase. So, yung mga ibang tao ayaw ng kumusta lang eh. Kasi, tumbukin mo, bakit? In my case, natutunan ko time and again na how are you? I'm just dropping by. Or how are you? Kumusta ka? O kumusta kayo? Kumusta ka? Napadaan lang. O nagparamdam lang. Ganun. No need to reply. No need to reply immediately. No, gusto lang. Anyway, time and again, I hope you guys are okay. Hope you guys are okay. And I hope whether the weekend is long due to a holiday or not, or your weekend is short because you are still working even during a Saturday or even a Sunday, and then you would work on a Monday, those people who are still working on a Saturday night, thus their weekend means it's only a Sunday, and because you're also a practicing Christian or practicing a certain, because you are a Christian, for example, you still need to go to the church. Ganun talaga, ganun. So, ang weekend mo ay masyado na maliit. Still, I hope that you're still okay. I really do hope that you're still okay. And ngayon, since I asked this question, let me be more specific. How are you, second generation business people? How are you, second generation achiever? I'm saying this because there are people, what are the second generation business people? Second generation business people are people or business practitioners or business persons who inherited their businesses from their parents, or currently working with their parents. So sila yung mga second generation. And then may mga second generation business people na minana ang kumpanya sa magulang. May mga second generation business people, mga second generation business persons, business individuals na minana or na turn over ang kumpanya under new management, kaya kayo na yung nag-handle. So pwede rin yun. Basta na ipamana mo, tapos may first generation. Basta may founder, tapos kayo na yung namamahala, consider second gen kayo. Tapos may mga second generation achievers din. Like, nabawa, mga sikat o mga magagaling sa kanilang field. Tapos nagkaanak sila na napunta din sa same field. No? So, kumusta kayo? No? Alam nyo, hindi tawagin nyo ng hindi ko alam kung tatawagin nyo to in one way or the other, pero hindi to magmumukhang positive from time to time, kasi nga dahil nga tayo ay masyadong pro, dahil nga ang karamihan ay pro employees, and don't get me wrong about that, wala masama doon. Pero alam nyo, pagdating sa second generation business people, ang mata nila madalas, ang mata madalas ng maraming tao ay nasa founder. They will always be on the founder or his team. It is tough for second generation people to catch up. Kaya nga no matter kahit na gaano, kahit na meron na, even to the point na halimbawa mas may pinag-aralan, mas may skills, mas okay, kasi na-achieve may skills na yun at an earlier age. Pero dahil meron siyang found, ang parents niya ay founder at siya ay may achievement, na tatabunan yun. Is it a form of envy whatsoever? Hindi. It's not envy per se. Magbumuka lang yung inggit kapag ka sinabota, magbumuka lang yung inggit kapag ka yung second generation. Literally, sinabota yung first generation. Yan, magmumukha pa ingit yun. Pero, let's face the reality when I express it this way. Na-overshadow ng first generation because of their successes and achievement ng second generation. That is the reality. That is the accepted reality. And kaya nga kinukumusta ko kayo. Diba? Ganun din sa mga anak ng mga achievers, hindi lang mga business individuals, yung mga magagaling na athletes na ang anak ay naglaro din ng same sport or other sport pero hindi naging kasing galing ng pera sila, quote unquote, pero nawala sa isip nila, eto no, nawala sa isip nila na yung achiever nila athletic na parent, wala sila ng mga amenities, mga knowledge, mga science on that. At sila ang nag-pioneer. Yung iba doon, sila ang nag-pioneer noon. They pioneered or it is the precursor of sports science or what will become sports science, na sila yung dahil sa mga natamon nila. Let's take for example yung kay Bill Walton, di ba? Magaling na basketball player. Bill Walton is a magaling basketball player. He's a good passing center. He is a leader on the court, and because of his injuries, because of his knee injuries and how it was treated, nowadays natuto na yung mga sports doctor to treat yung ganong klaseng sports doctor or yung mga doktor sa mga tuhod, sa paa, they begin to use this knowledge. They began to use this knowledge, and this is the reason why mayroon na silang experience doon to handle sports injury like that. Like the ones with Bill Walton, na ngayon, may iwasan na yung nangyari kay Bill Walton. And, hindi kasi yan eh, para ang nangyari sa kanya na naipilit yung kanya, pero hindi, more than that, there's a science behind that yung natutunan nila. And si Luke Walton, meron ng ganun aside from other innovations, and Luke Walton comes in, hindi siya, parang frustrated yun ba, hindi it came out as quote unquote good as Bill Walton, kasi nga nanay na overshadow nga eh. Yan yung problema sa mga achiever parents. Hindi siya problema, kasi I'm actually happy to see kids with achiever parents, meaning they work so hard whether in the line of business or other industry, they work so hard and they become successful, and something that their kids will definitely be proud of. On the other hand then, may yung mga second gen din kasi because of this this pressure, hindi napapansin yung effort nila talaga. Mainly because things have changed surrounding them. Things around them change nowadays. And things around them change. Hindi mo na magagawang meter stick. Kaya nga, di ba, may mga iba na may nakausap ako na I once had a conversation with a baby boomer in the line of human resource. And then, she really said, I started doing things when these achievements that I have under that when I was 25. So, by implication, yung mga iba nga dyan, 40, wala pang successes. Pero kasi, if doing the math, if senior citizen na isa nagsabi na, sige, let's do the math. 25 plus 35, 60. So, let's just say 35 years ago. So, 1988. So, 1988, yes, 25 years ago. 35 years ago. Yes, 1988, there is no such thing as 1988, there is no BPO industry. 1988, there is no the term I'm not familiar when the science behind human resource management is different, very much different from her time compared to ours. And there are fewer companies back in 1988, there are fewer companies as compared to right now. There are already billions of business owners. Let's just put it this way. Among business establishments, 99.5, in some studies, 99.51% of businesses in the Philippines belong to the category of micro, small, and medium enterprises. And because of that, and these companies, let's put it this way, let's just say there is, hypothetically, There is one HR manager in each MSME companies. But there are millions already. Millions nga ba? Or should I say, I had a statement regarding this, but let's just put it this way. Let's just say that there are 20,000, or let's just say there are 1,000 companies. Okay. Fine. Okay, let's just put it this way. On a percentage, in the basic percentage, let's just say there are 100 companies in the Philippines. 100, hypothetical. Definitely, there are so many out there. 100 companies. It is said that 99.5%. So that means, well, pasensya na, since podcast ko naman to, so i-adjust natin, 1,000 na lang. There are 1,000 companies in the Philippines, let's just say 99.5% according to PSA, 99.5% and counting, so 99.5%, so 995. 995 of these companies are MSME. Let's just say that there are 995 of these companies. There is one, only one, hypothetically, one HR manager. One. 995 HR. And this is 1988. the world is your oyster, proverbially. Napaka-konti ninyong company back in 1988. Yes, you have your struggles. Like, yes, you have your own struggles politically. Kasi alam nyo, politics talaga nakaka-apekto sa negosyo yan. Ha? Nakaka-apekto sa negosyo yan. Oh. So, may iba kayong struggles. Millennial workers nowadays, may iba din silang struggle. Mas matindi. Hindi ko siya sabing mas sa amin at sa inyo maliit and vice versa. Iba ang struggle ninyo noon, iba ang struggle namin ngayon. And you right now, for example, you are 25 years old and doing the math, you're now 60. Hypothetical, senior citizen, 60. So, you are now in that position where you will not have that same amount of pressure the millennials have nowadays. Bakit? Aba, edad mo pa lang, hindi ka napapatulan eh. Edad pa lang, hindi ka napapatulan. Lalo na kung naging practitioner ka pa. Dami mo nang na-accumulate, so respetuhin ka na doon. That's the reality. Mali ba yun? Hindi. Pero in reality, you will not have the millennial pressure. You will not have the millennial pressure. Lalo din sa Pinas, where older people are respected. And that is not wrong per se. Nga lang, when you began to throw your weight around younger people, di ba? O, dun pa lang eh. Ang haba ng explanation ko, just to provide the context na kung gaano kahirap ang maging second gen achiever or second gen business person. Kasi the founders had founded the company without the pressure, founded the company, tapos syempre nagtatag sila, tapos okay sila, nahihirapan naman talaga sila, given yun, pero it doesn't follow, yun nga, ang matindi, the second gen, who by the way works hard, who also works hard, pero hindi napapansin, plainly because, nakatingin sila doon sa founder. I remember, Gary Valichuk, or yung tinatawag niya si Gary V, not Gary Valichano, Gary V yun eh, Gary V, V-E-E, Gary Valichuk, or how would you pronounce that? Anyway, D, na Gary V of self-help and motivational speech, or motivational books, or motivational talks. Gary V mentioned na business owners must not have the same expectations, must not set the same expectations to the employees. Fine. What Gary V did mention is yung sa mga second gen, applicable din yung sa mga second gen. Bakit ka magsiset ng standard na ikaw, halimbawa, di ba, kung sa empleyado nga, magsiset ka ng ganun standard, eh, paano magsiset ka ng ganun standard? Sa second gen, na, bakit ka magsiset ng ganun standard? Eh, wala sila nung privilege mo. And as much as the founders are sympathetic with this, those who are not sympathetic with this are people who are not who have yet to have a business, yung hindi pa nila naranasan talaga magka-negosyo. Kahit na gano'ng kaka-expert, gano'ng kakabihasa, kahit na gano'ng kakagaling o kahit gano'ng ka nakatagal sa industry at mataas ang galing mo, mataas ang sweldo mo, pero hindi mo makukuha kung wala kang empathy, hindi mo makukuha ang sa manggagaling, yung mga second gen na nagtatrabaho. Kasi nane, nagkaroon ng stereotype ang mga second gen as spoiled brats. As spoiled brats or being dun sa less expectations dun sa mga as compared to the founder, lalo pa naging third generation, minawaltas doon ang third generation yung pinunda ng first generation, nangyayari yun. Hindi ko sinasabing hindi nangyayari yun, pero there are also second gens who try to work hard, but unfortunately they don't get the limelight, they don't get the spotlight. Ah, so, sige, bigyan natin yung spotlight. Yan na, dyan napapasok ang mga sarcastic na tao. That's where sarcasms come in. Okay, go ahead. Not knowing for an indication that they never understood being second gens, second gen achievers, second gen business individuals. Ito nga lang eh, ito nga lang. In the recent conversations with another Toastmaster, her lamentation is, because in Toastmasters the backstory is you need to reach a certain number of members for your goals to be eligible, for your goals to be eligible to have at least a distinguished club award. It's what you call president's distinguished club performance. Because the highest is president's distinguished club. President's distinguished club, select distinguished club, and distinguished club. At least distinguished club. And this fellow Toastmaster, she is worried that her legacy will not. The legacy of President's Distinguished Club for so many years will be gone, all because she didn't meet the required number of members. Masakit sa kanila yon. Masakit sa kanya yon. Oh, yan pa nga lang eh. Legacy na lang yan eh. Legacy pa nga lang yan eh. Paano pa kaya yung generational? Legacy pa nga lang yan sa isang club eh, or sa isang chapter. No, paano pa kaya yung legacy ng generation? The expectations were there. Yun mo, kahit na gano'ng katindi mag-effort ang second gen, at the expense sometimes of their own career or their own preferred career, And there are second gens who choose business to maintain the legacy or to keep the legacy alive. It's not mainly because of money. There are people like that. There are second gens who are like that. Money only comes secondary to them, especially in the world of business. Especially in business, money comes only secondary to them, but the main reason is the legacy. Yun yung hinahabol dun, yun yung pinaglalaban dun, yung legacy. Diba? Alam nyo, ang bagal ng episode na to, maraming pasakali, pero kasi masyado akong maingat dito dahil maraming mainis kasi napaka-entitled ng dating. Kasi second generation business people, mga meron na yun ah. Diba daw, That's another thing because if you notice, even in soap operas, even in Hollywood, stereotypical ang depiction sa mga tao second generation business owner. Ang depiction sa kanila, spoiled brat. Sabi, kasi may experience, may napapanood, may silang experience dun eh.
Kasi may experience doon. It's more than that. It's more than that. It's called stereotype. Na-stereotype na yung mga second gen business individuals, business persons, and second generation achievers. O yung mga anak na achievers. Ito nga lang, no, di ba, even sa religious sector, even sa Christian sector, Christian churches, pastor, malaki mega church, pastors of mega church, nagkaanak, tapos hindi nagpastor, nagpunta sa ibang field. Halimbawa, ito ah, halimbawa, researcher. Ay, bakit researcher? Samantalang research, sige nga, kayo mag-research. I mean, hindi yung kayo nga yung mag-research at mag-earn ng PhD degree. Kaya ninyo? Of course, kaya ninyo. Pero, hindi nyo, pero, paglalaanan, kaya ng iba sa inyo. Pero, paglalaanan nyo na lang sa ibang bagay. Yung lakas, yung talino ninyo. Oh. Pero, yun nga, kasi, ang in-expect nila, ipamana yung legacy, yung ano, ipamana yung pagiging pastor, which by the way hindi po namamana yan, calling po yan. Ang pagpapastor ay calling, at there are bylaws, there are rules and bylaws, there are churches that have rules and bylaws regarding second generation individuals and in-laws. Hindi basta-basta yan makukuha, hindi basta-basta yan na yung mga ganung bylaws eh. But so much for that. Doon pa lang eh. Doon pa lang, nandun na yung pressure ng mga second gen achievers at saka and business individuals. Ladies and gentlemen, kasi kailangan natin silang kumustahin. They work so... hindi natin nakikita. We do not see their hard work simply because we all are... Our eyes are looking too much to the founders. Sabi nila, with great power comes great responsibility. Yan pa nga, hindi nila alam. There are even second generation business owners na hindi binibigyan. Kasi syempre, ang mindset nila, hindi, dapat hindi naman, hindi mo pera yan. Diba? Hindi mo pera yan. Pera yan ng, pinaghirapan ko yan, pera ng company yan. Pero ng company yan, pero ng corporation yan, pero ng pinaghirapan yan. Hindi mo pera yan. So may ganung mindset. Hindi alam ng iba yan. Yung sinasabi ng great power comes great responsibility, dun lang yung sa founder. People should... Kasi your soap operatic mindset, kasi eto ha, bakit ganun ang depiction sa movie? Kasi nga, majority of moviegoers belong to the employee. Most of the moviegoers are employees. So, their target market will definitely be the employees. Mahaba, definitely, employees ang target market nila. Hindi business people. Well, I'm not much into the Korean movie industry, pero Korean TV series that talk about businesses, they are the ones that come close when it comes to second generation, when it comes to second gen individuals. And that's it. Second generation individuals, eh, di ba? As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, second generation yung hindi magandang image ng second generation individuals dahil nga employees ang target market ng Hollywood. Kasi sila ang bumibili ng ticket. Hindi masyado mga negosyante. Sometimes ito, sorry to say, sometimes yung mga business people, wala nang time manood. Manood ng mga palabas. So, ang target market nila ay mga employee. Regardless, even if high ranking employee ka, oh, ikaw ang target audience. Kaya, ang mga palabas will depict four employees. Or else, walang manunood. Kung saan mas maraming market, di ba? That's the industry. You got influenced too much by fiction and Hollywood. Hollywood and TV series and soap opera. With your mindset regarding second gen business individuals, which add to the challenge of second generation individuals. They're also human beings. Some of them even finish college without knowing that they were the business owners to begin with, or children of business owners to begin with. May mga iba dyan nag-grad school, nasa grad school, ibabash ng professor. Oh. Dahil lamang anak sila ng may-ari. Totoo ito, nangyayari ito. Ibabash sila ng professor, mas matindi ang challenges sa kanila, ganyan-ganyan, so on and so forth. Malamang ginagawa ka pang case study niya sa ibang ano, sa ibang klase niya. Pero what can we do? What can they do? Second gen eh. Anong great power comes great responsibility? Sometimes those power is only and will only be with the founders because they established it. And that is not wrong per se. Pero by the way, not every second gen individuals have assets on the business. Some, di ba napapanin nyo ito din minsan, some are frozen until they reach a certain age, or some are frozen until the time na until such a time na mawala ito. Mawala yung founder, mawala yung first gen. Knock on wood. Ganun po yun. Kasi hindi lahat ng that, ganyan pala, may problema ka pala, may problema pala yung mga second gen na magagaling sa eh, bakit mas hindi sila mag-work sa iba? Bakit hindi sila mag-establish ang kanila? Again, it's not that simple. Kasi you're thinking it from the lens of your advantage as an employee who, by the way, na pagdating ng alas 5 or pagdating ng after your clock out, hindi ka na mapapakilaman ng boss mo. Hindi ka mapapakilaman ng boss mo kasi lalo sa generation ngayon na talaga hindi work-life balance na sinasabi. So, hindi ka pwedeng hawakan ng boss mo after your work. May mga tao talaga na Monday na lang magtatanggap ng email. Halimbawa, Sunday mo in-email, tapos magre-reply sa'yo Monday. O, ganun ngayon. Ganun. O. Hindi pwede sa second gen yan. O. Hindi pwede sa second gen yan. Kahit ba frozen na assets nila, yung power naman hindi nang punta sa kanila. In fact, there are also second generation business individuals, second generation people, na pagka napunta ka doon sa lugar nila, they are bullied. Why? Simply because they cannot use the power of the first generation. They cannot use the power of the second generation kahit na ginagago na sila, kahit na binubus ka na sila. It's okay if there are abuse. It's okay if they cannot use the power because they might abuse it. But how about use part of the power so that abuses on your end will be stopped. Paano yun? Talo pa ng mga high-class employees ang second gen. Talo pa. Kahit sabihin mong stressful ang mga highest paid employees sa isang company, talo pa minsan ng second gen. Kasi tignan mo, magiging sa inyo naman yung company, sasabihin, magiging sa inyo yung company. Yun ay kung meron pa. Yun ay kung meron pa. Hindi naman, wala naman certainty dun eh. Yes, humans we are, we set the plan, pero at the long run, we cannot control every circumstances. Anong power comes great responsibility? Dun lang yung applicable madalas dun sa mga founders kasi na-establish nila yung power. Unless na yung first generation really paved the way to the second gen smoothly, then, ladies and gentlemen, dun papasok yung mga either spoiled blood o talagang may power na rin yung second gen. But for most parts, hindi. Kakapanood nyo yung soap opera, kakapanood nyo yung sa mga Hollywood depictions at soap opera depictions of second gen people. And this is why, tatanayin ko ulit, kumusta kayo mga second gen? Sana nasa mabuti kayong kalagayan. Sana nakikita kayo nagtatrabaho pa rin. Nobody, not most people will not understand you. Value those who understand you, by the way. But for most parts, people do not understand you. That's why I'm hoping you are okay. I'm telling you, if you're working, really working hard right now, God knows you're working hard. Even smart. Laban lang ha, second gen. Laban lang. I hope you're doing well. This is Ian Along. Thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along.